supporters of Local Law 84 have had shared expectations that gathering and disclosing benchmarking data would quickly be deployed in the form of useful information for guiding decision makers to low-hanging fruit actions with very cost-effective returns. But in fact, what is the evidence to support such expectations? In fact, is the benchmarking law generating actionable information? This evening, our Brain Trust of Benchmarking will tackle those issues in light of experience to date, and they will drill down into lessons being learned from the benchmarking mandate. Answering these questions will also cast a broad spectrum light on the impact of information disclosure laws, of which Local Law 84 is one example. The lyrics to an old Bob Dylan ballad have been haunting me. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? What if benchmarking laws are assembling superb information, but that information isn't actually instrumental in changing building energy performance? Now that more than 50% of the world's people live in cities, and building operations and occupant use account for a significant portion of every city's carbon footprint, we've got to know what's happening here and do something big with that information. Otherwise, we'll be no better than that clueless Mr. Jones. And in our rapidly worsening global climate, that's simply unacceptable.